מתחת כתובת פרק תשמיש והופה מקבר בעלו לבית אביו או שחזרה לבית חמיה ולא נעשית אפטרופה אין היורשן משפיעים את זה. That which we had in the previous mission, that if the husband is mechuyah his wife for taking a shvuah, then even if she was an apotropis, she is pater for taking a shvuah. But his yorshin can make her take a shvuah. That's only if she continued being an apotropis after the funeral of her husband. But if after the funeral of her husband she returned to her father's house or to her father-in-law's house, and she did not continue being an apotropis, then the yorshin cannot make her take a shvuah that she did not take anything from the property while she was an apotropis during her husband's lifetime. Now, even though she might have dealt with the property between the time of her husband's death and the funeral, the yorshin cannot make her take a shvuah that she did not take anything from the property during the time that she was making the funeral arrangements, as since she was under a lot of pressure to make the funeral arrangements, and she might have inadvertently benefited from the property, the chachamim do not allow the yorshin to make her take a shvuah that she did not take anything from the property while she was making the funeral arrangements. Ve'imnasis apetrapa ha'yorshin mashbin oisah la'asid lovo ve'ein mashbin oisah al-masha over. But if she continued being an apetrapis even after the funeral of her husband, then the yorshin do have a right to make her take a shvuah in the future, meaning they can make her take a shvuah that she did not take anything from the property during the time she was an apetrapis after the funeral of her husband. But they cannot make her take a shvuah in the past, meaning they can't make her take a shvuah that she didn't take anything from the property while she was an apotropis during her husband's lifetime. And since her husband passed her from a shvuah, the yorshim can only make her take a shvuah on that which she was an apotropis after the funeral of her husband. The second subit paratesh mishasayin, ha-pagemeth tzubasa aloti para ela b'shvuah. Somebody who's coming to collect her tzubah, and she admits that she already collected a chelek of the tzubah, she cannot collect the remainder without taking a shvuah. And since she admits that she already received part of the ksuba, that leaves room for suspicion that maybe she received the whole thing, so therefore she cannot collect the remainder without taking a shvuah. Eid echad meida shifruah, lo tipara ela b'shvuah. If one eid is made that she already collected the ksuba, then she cannot collect the ksuba without taking a shvuah. As a chachamim, we're mitakin that if an eid echad is made, she has to take a shvuah in order to appease the Baal who might believe the eid echad. Now, even though midaraisa and eid echad have a koch to be mechayev a shvuah, that's only if the eid echad is being made that somebody owes somebody else money. But here, the eid echad is being made that the Baal is putter from paying money. In that case, the Torah did not give a koyach to an eid echad to be mechayev a shvuah. Mei nichse yisoyimim u mei nechasim mishubarim u shalo befonav lo tipara ela b'shvuah. If the isha wants to collect from yisoyimim, the Baal died, and his property was left to his yorshim, she cannot collect from the yorshim without a shvuah. Anybody who wants to collect a chov from yisomim has to take a shvuah. Or if she wants to collect from nechasim mishubarim, that the Baal after the divorce has no property, and she wants to collect from the people that bought the property that was owned by the Baal at the time the ksuba was written, which is collateral for the ksuba, she cannot collect from this property without taking a shvuah. And the ksuba might have been paid, and the people that bought this property have no knowledge of that. Or if she wants to collect the ksuba shlo b'fanav, the Baal is not around, and it would take more than 30 days for a shliach of Bezdin to notify him and for him to return. In such a case, Bezdin would allow her to collect the ksuba from his property, but only with the shvuah.